Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says world is looking towards India to ensure global peace. Inaugurates the 2550th Bhagwan Mahavir Nirvan Mahotsav in New Delhi. Electioneering for second phase of Lok Sabha polls intensifies, campaigning to end on Wednesday. National Testing Agency opens registrations for UGC NET for award of JRF and PhD admission. U.S. House of Representatives approves $95 billion legislative package security assistance for Ukraine, Israel and Taiwan. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders to take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru, while Punjab Kings to lock horns with Gujarat Titans today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said today the world is looking towards India to ensure global peace in these times of conflict. Mr. Modi said that the credit for this new role of New India is being given to its growing capabilities in foreign policy and its cultural image. He was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 2550th Bhagwan Mahavir Nirvan Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the auspicious occasion of Mahavir Jayanti.
वैश्विक संघर्षों के बीच देश युद्धरत हो रहा है. ऐसे में हमारे तीर्थंकरों की शिक्षाएं और भी महत्वपूर्ण हो गई है. उन्होंने मानवता को वाद विवाद से बचाने के लिए अनेकांतवाद और शातवाद जैसे दर्शन दिए हैं. अनेकांतवाद यानी एक विषय के अनेक पहलुओं को समझना, दूसरों के दृष्टिकोण को भी देखने और स्वीकारने की उदारता वाला आस्था की ऐसी मुक्त व्याख्या, यही तो भारत की विशेषता है और यही भारत का मानवता को संदेश है.
Mr. Modi said that the dedication and commitment of the youth towards the values of Bhagwan Mahavir is a sign that the nation is moving forward in the right direction. He said that amidst global conflicts with countries at war, the teachings of India's Tirthankars have become even more important. Prime Minister Modi said that India today puts forward the principles of truth and non-violence with full confidence in the global fora, and also tells the world that the solution to the global problem is found in its ancient culture and tradition. Mr. Modi said, this is the reason that India is making a place for itself as Vishwa Bandhu in a divided world.
आज भारत इस भूमिका में आया है क्योंकि आज हम सत्य और अहिंसा जैसे व्रतों को वैश्विक मंचों पर पूरे आत्मविश्वास से रखते हैं. हम दुनिया को ये बताते हैं कि वैश्विक संकटों और संघर्षों का समाधान भारत की प्राचीन संस्कृति में है, भारत की प्राचीन परंपरा में है. इसलिए आज विरोधों में भी बटे विश्व के लिए भारत विश्व बंधु के रूप में अपनी जगह बना रहा है.
Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said that the principles of Lord Mahavir are relevant even today. He said the principles of live and let live is very important and relevant. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the nation on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti today. In a message, the President urged the citizens to pledge to adopt Lord Mahavir's teachings and work for the welfare of all living beings. She said his teachings of restraint, morality, non-violence and non-possession are relevant even today. The Vice President said that Lord Mahavir showed us the path towards building a peaceful, harmonious and prosperous society. Mr. Dhankar also urged the citizens to commit to his ideals. The Prime Minister said Lord Mahavir's messages related to peace, restraint and goodwill are an inspiration for the country in building a developed India. The election campaign for the remaining phases of the general elections has intensified with the completion of the first phase on Friday. Senior leaders and star campaigners of all political parties, including the Grand Alliance and the NDA, are holding multiple rallies across the country to woo the voters. With just 4 days left for campaigning to end on Wednesday for the second phase, leaders are leaving no stone unturned. In this phase, the Lok Sabha seats going to polls are all 20 in Kerala, 14 out of 28 in Karnataka, the remaining 13 seats in Rajasthan, 8 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. In Bihar, campaigning is underway in full swing for the second and third phase of Lok Sabha elections in the state. Senior leaders of the NDA and the Grand Alliance are holding multiple rallies in support of their party candidates. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a public meeting at Rajendra Stadium in Katihar this afternoon. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will hold a roadshow from Potahi Bazaar to Falka Bazaar in Purnia. Leaders of the Congress, RJD and Vikasheel Insan Party are also holding public meetings in support of nominees of the Grand Alliance. In the second phase, 5 parliamentary constituencies of Kishanganj, Purnia, Katihar, Banka and Bhagalpur will go to the polls on Friday. In Kerala, campaigning is at its peak with only 4 days left for the polls for all 20 Lok Sabha constituencies in the state. National leaders of all 3 major fronts are active in campaigning. Union Minister and Senior BJP leader V.K. Singh will campaign for the NDA in Malappuram today. CPIM National General Secretary Sitaram Yechuri will campaign for the LDF in Thiruvananthapuram, while Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan will participate in the Kasaragod campaign today. AICC General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi campaigned for the UDF yesterday in the state. The campaign will end on Wednesday evening and polling will be held on Friday. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Nanded constituency in Maharashtra. Polling is scheduled to take place here in the second phase on the 26th of this month. Nanded parliamentary constituency boasts a political heritage with notable figures such as former Home Minister late Shankar Rao Chavan and former Chief Minister Ashok Chavan shaping its political landscape. With a total of 18,51,843 voters, among them 9,55,076 male voters, 8,96,617 female voters, 29,034 first-time voters, and 142 are third-gender voters. In 2019 Lok Sabha elections, more than 65% voting was recorded. As many as 23 candidates have filed the nominations for this seat this time. Since 1957, Congress has won 11 times, while Independent once, Janata Dal once, and Bharatiya Janata Party once in the Nanded parliamentary constituency. Here is the report.
In the last 5 elections, Congress have won 4 times, while BJP won the seat in last elections. A total of 18,51,843 electorates are in the constituency. 2,062 polling stations are prepared. Among them, 39 are marked as sensitive polling stations. Polling for Nanded Lok Sabha to be held in the second phase on April 26. Samarjit Thakur, Akashwani News, Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar.
In a diverse democracy like India, the none-of-the-above nota option stands as a symbol of citizens' right to voice their discontent and demand better governance. It reinforces the principles of democracy and accountability in the electoral process. Here is a report from our correspondent.
The none-of-the-above option or nota in Indian elections is a crucial democratic tool, allowing voters to express dissent when they find none of the candidates suitable for office. Introduced in 2013 by the Supreme Court, nota empowers citizens to participate meaningfully in the electoral process by rejecting all candidates if they deem them unfit or unsuitable. The origin of the nota option can be traced back to a public interest litigation filed by the People's Union for Civil Liberties in 2009. The PIL sought the right of voters to reject all candidates, highlighting the need for an alternative to the existing choices on the ballot. Recognizing the importance of providing voters with a mechanism to express their disapproval, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of introducing the nota option. Since its introduction, nota has played a significant role in Indian elections, serving as a reflection of public sentiment and dissatisfaction with the available candidates. It serves as a reminder to political parties and candidates to uphold integrity, competence and accountability, thereby encouraging them to nominate worthy representatives. Arpita Chaudhary, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
The National Testing Agency, NTA, has begun the registration process for the University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test, UGC NET, June 2024. Interested candidates can apply for the NET through the link available on the official website. The registration process will remain open till the 10th of May. The examination is to award Junior Research Fellowship to eligible candidates and for the appointment as Assistant Professor and admission to PhD in 83 subjects. Talking to Akashwani News, Director General of NTA Subodh Kumar Singh said that the candidates are allowed to fill out only one application.
So this year, UGC NET registration has started and the registration will go on till 10th May and exam will be held on single day on 16th June. In pen paper mode. And this year, with the exam of UGC NET, one can get admission in PhD program also. A person doesn't need to appear for a different test to seek admission in PhD program.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a $95 billion legislative package, including $60 billion providing security assistance to Ukraine. The Senate is expected to take up the bill for passage this coming week. President Joe Biden has promised to sign the package as soon as he gets it. The bills provide $60.84 billion to address the conflict in Ukraine, including $23 billion to replenish U.S. weapons stocks and facilities, $26 billion for Israel, including $9.1 billion for humanitarian aid for Gaza and $8.12 billion for the Indo-Pacific region, including Taiwan. Expressing gratitude, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that democracy and freedom will always have global significance and will never fail as long as America helps to protect it. However, in Russia, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that the package would make the United States richer, further ruin Ukraine, and result in deaths of even more Ukrainians. Polls to the People's Majlis, which is the parliament in Maldives, are being held today. In the fourth multi-party parliamentary elections, the archipelago nation will elect representatives from out of 368 candidates across 93 constituencies. Over 2.8 lakh voters will exercise their franchise at 602 polling stations, including 3 polling stations abroad. In IPL cricket, 2 matches will be played today. The first match will be played between Kolkata Knight Riders and Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. It will start at 3:30 this afternoon. In the second match, Punjab Kings will lock horns with Gujarat Titans at Maharaja Yadavindra Singh International Cricket Stadium, Mullapur, Chandigarh. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. Balraj Panwar clinched India's first Paris Olympics quota in rowing by securing third position in the men's single scull event of the 2024 World Asian and Oceanian Olympic and Paralympic Qualification Regatta at Chungju in South Korea today. The 25-year-old rower from the Indian Army demonstrated a remarkable performance by clocking 7 minutes and 1.27 seconds in the 2,000-meter race and secured the quota. In the men's single scull category, the top 5 finishers earned the Olympic berth. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the world is looking towards India to ensure global peace. Inaugurates the 2,550th Bhagwan Mahavir Nirvan Mahotsav in New Delhi. Electioneering for second phase of Lok Sabha polls intensifies, campaigning to end on Wednesday. National Testing Agency opens registration for UGC NET for award of JRF and PhD admission. U.S. House of Representatives approves $95 billion legislative package security assistance for Ukraine, Israel and Taiwan. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders to take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru, while Punjab Kings to lock horns with Gujarat Titans today. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.com and news on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.